Did you ever know your mother's parents?
No, I didn't never know my mother's parents. Because my mother's mother died in night, 1924, but I never did see her.
So she died in South Carolina?
In South Carolina, uh-huh, but I never did see her.
What about your mother's father?
I don't know about him.
You don't know anything about him?
Uh-huh.
And do you know anything about your father's parents?
Mm-hmm. Now, his parents come to this country with him. They all come together, his parents, his father and mother. And one sister come to this country with him.
They all came down here together.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And what were they like? What were your father's parents like?
Well, now my father's father was a nice, short, chubby fellow. And
I'm doing pretty good. Master Ryan ain't went 10-7 now.
And his TV would be going in those cables. You could get, you know, communication like that from the cable.
You'd pick it up. I don't know what makes it do that. I never had figured that one out. I think it'd be a nightmare to be, you know, sort of in a place where you couldn't get away from that.
And my father's father, I remember him good when I was small. He was a section at the church, you know. We call them sections, some call them janitors, you know, at this church that, you know, there where they was a member of since they, you know, moved to Alabama. But I was small when that was happening, you know, like that. I can remember that. And now you take my father's mother. She was what we call a midwife. And now she delivered all of her two sons' children. My grandmother did. She was a midwife.
So she delivered you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's very interesting.
And so, but yet and still now I had to go to work to get me a birth certificate because, you know, in those days you didn't get no birth certificate when you used grannies like that, the midwife. But now the midwife is allowed to give you a birth certificate, you know, at the birth. But at that time, they didn't give birth certificates like that.
Well, how'd you go about getting one?
Well, I had to, in fact, my daughter was working with No Republic, and he was filling out a lot of income tax papers, and see, people would have to check and get the birth records in a lot of cases, and so she got me the address where to send is to get the birth certificate, and I goes to the health office and ask for blank, and they give me this blank, and I filled it out and got me a money order and mailed it to the state of Kansas. And that's where you have to, from here, you have to send to the state of Kansas to get your birth record.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, in a way now, if you already have a birth record, like from a doctor, and it get lost, well, you can send to the state of Montgomery, the capital, that's Montgomery, and get it. But you see, I didn't have one, and they couldn't furnish me one for Montgomery, and I had to send to the state of Kansas, and the state of Kansas was sending to the state of Washington for school census records. You get your school census record from the state of Washington, and they'll give you that birth certificate counting from the date that, like, you went to school, when you begin school. And that's where they count and give you that record for a birth certificate from. And that's the way I had to get it through in by the state of Kansas.
That's very interesting. Have you ever been to Kansas?
No, I haven't.